Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
Oh, we're so glad you're with us because it's another edition of the Cover Your Assets KC podcast coming at you. Walter Storholt here alongside David Dickens, President and Wealth Advisor at KC Financial Advisors, serving you throughout Kansas City with an office in Overland Park. You can find us online at coveryourassetskc.com. That's coveryourassetskc.com. And we've got a great podcast on the way today as we continue our series on good or bad, tackling different elements of the financial planning world and assessing whether these products, strategies, concepts, ideas, whether these things are good or bad for you. And today's topic is going to be on a really bad word. It's the A word, David, and that is, of course, annuities. No, don't worry. We weren't going to go crazy there. Annuities, for some reason, seem to be this lightning rod when it comes to attention in the financial world for both good and bad publicity. So we'll let you be the verdict on this debate. Are annuities good or bad in your eyes?
Well, so like a lot of things in the financial world, I guess the answer is it depends. And you probably expected me to say that.
Yeah.
But they're just not right for everyone, and they're not wrong for everyone. I think they're just really, really misunderstood. So I thought it might be beneficial if I just kind of started out with a high-level discussion of there are four main types of annuities, and I think that's where the misinterpretation comes from.
And David, so, if I can jump in before you go into those four types, just to clarify something as well, you might feel like a broken record saying it depends. But your voice is different and unique there. A lot of people come down very hard on one side or the other of that debate. They all kind of bring different biases into that conversation. So, you know, if people have heard really negative publicity or really positive publicity about annuities, it's interesting that your "it depends" comment actually is a little different, is a little unique compared to the rest of the national debate, I think, on these products. But yeah, go ahead. Four different types of annuities. Go.
So if I had a whiteboard, I'd lay out right at the top, I would write the word immediate annuity. And that's what most people think an annuity is when they hear the A word. So what that is you give a life insurance company a lump sum and they start paying you monthly income forever until you die. And then whether that's 2 months later or 20 years later, that money goes back to the insurance company. Now, you could also do that until you and your spouse die. But once the first or second of you dies, the money is gone. Kind of like your pension and kind of like your Social Security. So that's an immediate annuity. And most people say, well, I don't want to lose control of my money like that. And I would say, I don't want you to lose your money, your control of your money like that either. That's a really, really small percentage of the annuities that are issued in America. So the second type is a fixed annuity. And frankly, that looks a lot like a CD, except that it's issued by and guaranteed by a life insurance company. So typically a fixed annuity has a fixed interest rate and a fixed term, like for instance, 3 years or 4 years or 5 years or 7 years. And at the end of that period, it matures. Technically, it comes out of surrender. In other words, there is no penalty for moving that money anywhere you want, to a bank, to a bond, to a stock, or renewing it into another fixed annuity. But it's a fixed rate. They almost always compound the interest. And at the end of the term, the money is yours to do with as you wish. And the rates typically are, let's just say, 1% or more above what you get in a bank CD. The third kind is a fixed indexed annuity or an equity-linked annuity. And basically the difference between that and a fixed annuity is instead of getting a fixed rate, the interest rate you earn is linked to a market index. Now, this whole idea started with bank CDs, and life insurance companies adopted the idea. So, for instance, the interest you earn in a given year might be linked to what the S&P 500 does. So, for instance, over the next year, if the S&P 500 goes down, well, you earn zero. You can't earn a negative interest rate. But if the market goes up 4%, you would earn 4%, usually with no fee. If it goes up, let's say, 6%, well, this indexed annuity is going to have a cap on the amount of income you can earn. So let's say the cap is 5.25%. Well, if the market's up 10, you earn 5.25. But if the market's up 5, you earn the entire 5%. And that's, in general terms, what a fixed indexed or an equity-linked annuity is. So those are types 1, 2, and 3. Type 4, if you Google bad stuff about annuities, you're going to find out about variable annuities. And I think this was an ill-conceived idea in the insurance business to try to smash insurance and investments into the same package. They, by and large, have a really poor, they have a, certainly a poor reputation, and they have a pretty poor history because of the huge amount of fees and costs that are lopped onto these things. So if you Google annuities and you see something that has a 3 or 4% a year in fees, well, that's a variable annuity. And I have never seen one that, this is going to sound bad, Walter, but I don't recall seeing one that was better for the client than it was for the broker who sold it to them. And so these are ones to enter into. Firstly, I wouldn't enter into one, and I wouldn't recommend that you do. But you want to enter into these with your eyes wide open. So, for instance, if you do a $100,000 variable annuity and you're paying 4% a year in fees, after 10 years, that's $40,000 in fees that you paid.
That's a lot of money.
For the privilege of having a variable annuity.
Mm-hmm.
So the fees are really the big downfall of those. So, but basically, that's the lay of the land in annuities. If somebody tries to sell you one, they're going to be talking about one of those four. And what you want to make sure is that the attributes of the annuity you're buying are good for you and not for the person selling it to you.
So if you had to kind of go through each of those four, since we can't kind of make a blanket statement about all annuities because they are so different, they really need to be kind of evaluated on their own merit. Would the variable annuity be the only one that you would kind of truly check that, you know, bad box next to? And then the others are more of a just depends on your kind of situation?
Yeah. So a quick example, I have done exactly one immediate annuity in my life, and it was for a lady who had no heirs. She had a lump of money and she wanted to take a piece of it and just guarantee for herself the most annual income. She took it monthly, the most income she could get until she died. Okay. That was a perfect use for an immediate annuity. I have a number of clients that use fixed annuities because they're CD or bond lookalikes. Well, everybody listening to this podcast knows that bond rates are really low and interest rates are rising. So as interest rates rise, your bonds fall in value, but your fixed annuity, it just pays you interest like you hope your bond will be, and the market value doesn't move. So I'll use that as a bond alternative in the portfolios I manage for people. I have clients that are in equity-linked or fixed index annuities, usually because they want to have an income stream come out of that annuity after they hold it for 3 or 4 or 5 years that will supplement what they're getting with a pension or with their Social Security. I have never seen a reason for any of my clients to own a variable annuity, but I think there are really good reasons to own a fixed and a fixed indexed. So they have uses. You just have to use them strategically. A lot of times I'll use the visual. They're just a tool, and you're trying to build a financial house. Well, you can't build a house just with a saw or just with a hammer or just with a drill. But they're just another tool, and they might not be right for you. What you want is some really good holistic advice to say, here's what this tool does for you and why it might help you build what you're trying to build. So annuities are neither good nor bad. They're just another tool, and you want to make sure that they're the right tool for building what you're trying to build.
Great guidance and advice on the podcast today, learning a little bit about the ins and outs of annuities and the good, the bad of those different products. Always helpful to get that overview. If you need any further clarification, maybe you've got one of those variable annuities in your portfolio and you're like, oh no, I'm hearing this bad information about these variable annuities. This may not be the right fit for me. David, is that something that you can review with someone? Have you done that before where somebody kind of walks in with one of these kinds of products and says, hey, I got into this a long time ago, and I don't really know if it's still right for me. Is that a conversation you have?
Yeah, we do that more than you might think, Walter. In fact, just 2 weeks ago, I had a client retired already, and both of them had variable annuities with a person that they don't work with anymore. So they had no idea what they owned. We actually sat down over a conference table and called the company that had issued these two variable annuities. We went through a checklist. You know, frankly, these really nice folks wouldn't have any clue what questions to ask, but I knew exactly what questions to ask. So we called the annuity company, found out what the benefits were. We found out what the drawbacks were. These people were paying 3.5% a year in fees for benefits that they were not going to use. And then what we did was talk through, were there alternatives? What were their surrender penalties for getting out of that variable annuity? And did it make sense for them to do something else with that money? So like a lot of things in a lot of different businesses, getting the answers you want that you need to know depend on knowing the right questions to ask. And so, yeah, I do that all the time for people.
Well, if you'd like to have an analysis like that done, whether it be about annuities or maybe it's another financial product or strategy that you've utilized and aren't sure if it's still a good fit for you, and you want to get kind of that second opinion or that complete planning review from David Dickens and the team at KC Financial Advisors, it's very easy to get in touch. I'll give you two ways. One is to call the old-fashioned way, 913-317-1414. Just pick up the phone. You can have a conversation with the team about your situation, 913-317-1414. Or online, easy to do it as well. You can go to coveryourassetskc.com, click the Contact Us button, or you can certainly just kind of tap into some more information there on the website as well. Read the blog post, check out past episodes of the podcast, coveryourassetskc.com. Again, your place to go for all of that information as well. David, thanks for all the help this week, and we'll look forward to another great podcast coming up soon. We'll continue our series on good or bad next time around. We'll look forward to that.
That sounds great. I'll look forward to it as well. Thanks, Walter.
A little preview. We might be talking about mutual funds on the next Good or Bad. That'll be our topic of conversation next time around. For David Dickens, I'm Walter Storholt. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you next time on the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other.